The Haines Assembly heard extended public comment via Zoom Tuesday evening on the LUTAC Dock redevelopment plan before voting 5-1, passing a resolution to support the three-phase design by asking state lawmakers to approve $3 million toward the project. Assemblymember Tyler Hooling was opposed. Borough officials say the design is focused on meeting Haines' freight and fuel needs with expanded docking areas and two elevated ramps. Haines resident Tom Haywood was one of dozens who submitted letters and spoke in opposition to the redevelopment plan, including facilities for ore transport.
It's very clear that a large number of people are very much opposed to changing the River Valley Corridor from the Haines Highway through Union Street and LUTAC Road into a shipping route for heavy ore trucks that would alter the lives of all who live along it. It's hard to imagine how trading our pristine valley, used and enjoyed by so many people in so many ways, how it could be worth it for the limited number of jobs that it would create.
Many echoed a sense of dismay and concern that mining operations and transport through Haines would threaten the natural beauty of the Chilkat Valley and quality of life. That included Haines resident Jojo Gerner.
As a, you know, potentially future mother-to-be who would really like to raise family in Haines, I don't know if I would stick around if there were to be a bunch of industrial trucks hauling whatever it might be, ore, timber, etc., through town.
Many residents criticized the public process of the redevelopment plan and potential for an ore transport facility after a surprise presentation by Yukon Mining representatives at a Haines Port and Harbor Committee meeting last month. There, Yukon representatives, committee members, and borough officials, including the Haines Harbor Master, discussed what facilities and infrastructure the Haines Dock Plan might include to accommodate exporting ore from Canadian mines. Rob Goldberg has served on the Planning Commission for 27 years, which voted to recommend the design to the Assembly last week. He told Assembly members after listening to the recording of that meeting, he changed his mind.
I'm withdrawing my support and I request a reconsideration of that vote. At that meeting, I asked repeatedly if phase three would be used for mining interests. We were told repeatedly that phase three has nothing to do with the transfer of ore concentrate from mines. Then I listened to the recording of the Ports and Harbors meeting and learned that phase three is all about the transfer of ore concentrate from mines. I heard borough staff and commission members offering to give the mining companies anything they wanted, a guaranteed completion date, future additional loading platforms, dredging to minus 35 feet, storage space for ore containers. That's collusion.
Not everyone was so critical. Haines resident John Carlson says he supports the redevelopment plan and any potential revenue that an ore export facility would bring to town.
Haines needs to develop the dock to the maximum docking capacity, regardless of what the commodities may be. Surely we have control over how shipments should be. As far as ore shipments, we should be able to stipulate that they be closed containers.
Assemblymember Deborah Schnabel suggested that Haines voters decide on the question in a referendum over whether to develop an ore transport facility.
But we don't have to build it if the people don't want it to be built. And that's what we need to determine, I think, is are we or are we not going to proceed as a community that supports the transport of ore over the Haines Highway and the use of a publicly owned dock.
But the Assembly was deadlocked on a 3-3 vote on her idea. Mayor Doug Olrud broke the tie by voting no, and the amendment failed. He explained his reluctance to put the question to voters at this time.
The reason I voted against your amendment was the wording on it, and there's some questions. I think once we have a better idea moving forward, then we can come up with plans. If we want to put that before a public vote, let's figure out the best way to do that. And because my concerns are with how that might affect Alaska Marine Line's operations there.
AML leases the roll-on roll-off ramp at Haines Dock for its barges that bring freight to and from Haines and the Upper Lynn Canal. Assemblymember Katie Kirby says she supports the proposed design, citing the need and funding timeline for the dock replacement. But she agreed there's a lot to convince Haines residents.
So I think that we should give the public more time to understand what it is we're doing. And I think that it's really unfortunate that our trust was broken so hard, so fast, and so close to when we need to get this money. And I just want to make sure that people know that if I'm okay with this, it is because I'm okay with fixing our dock. I am not okay with anything else that has happened. If this was not such a big time crunch, I don't know what I would be doing.
The mayor also said he'd see that more public meetings are held in the future to improve transparency on the future of the LUTAC dock. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.